Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Welcome to ours.
Can't get enough of it.
This is PT Pintcast. It's a podcast about physical therapy.
How could you not love it?
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
I'm your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The next episode of the PT Pintcast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Next episode features a guy who's been doing his job, well, for exactly a year. It was about a year ago that we read the press release here on this show. APTA just officially announced the CEO, Justin Moore. We welcome Justin back to the program. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jimmy. I'm glad to be here.
So a year. How's it been? I guess I'll just ask that and I'll be quiet.
It has been a good year. I've enjoyed the experience. It's definitely been a learning experience, but there's a lot great going on in the profession and a lot happening at APTA. So it's been a enjoyable year, but also exhausting and plenty of challenges. So I've enjoyed it, but I could use a little rest and a little more leisure time. So
that's when you know it's a good experience, is when it's both fulfilling, but also like you hit the couch or the bed at the end of the night and you're just like, man, I got nothing left. It's a good feeling though. It makes you want to get out of bed the next morning.
You know, it's like that first semester of PT school. You're glad to be there, but you're sort of overwhelmed by it. So
that is exactly right. I mean, you're just so pumped the first day. You're like, all my pencils are sharpened. I'm going to take notes every minute. And then at the end, you're like, whew, I'm spent. When do we go on vacation?
Exactly.
What in the first year has surprised you? I mean, we can prepare for stuff as much as we want, and then, you know, life happens. What's a couple things that you didn't see coming, but were pleasant or unpleasant surprises?
Well, probably the biggest surprise of my first year is sort of the political climate we've all experienced. Yeah. I think we've gone through a year of political turmoil and a lot of changes, which has caused us all to look at, you know, what do we need to do to position our profession and position ourselves for whether that's changes in healthcare, whether that's changes around us. So that was probably the biggest curveball. I think coming from a lobby background, I don't think we saw the whole political culture, not just the presidency in the country, really change. And what does that mean for us as an advocacy and a policy organization?
With a background in lobbying, I mean, you can't prepare. I mean, literally, D.C. is all about something's going to happen tomorrow, a week, a month, 6 months. You can only prepare so much in advance. And even no matter how mm-hmm. much you prepare, it's going to change.
Probably on the more pragmatic level, you can't. And you sort of got to position your profession the best you can, regardless of the political winds, because they're always going to be changing. And when base that policy position or base that approach on what the value of your services are, you're in good or on firm foundation, regardless of those political winds, but they yeah. still do have an influence. So yeah. that was probably the biggest change of the first year. And then probably the second change in the first year is just how much energy there is around the profession. I've been around the profession for over 20 years, and you know, there is this energy around the profession that's really growing right now, and you see it a lot in our students, but you also see it in a lot of niche practices, a lot of new practices areas such as women's health, such as oncology care. Might not be new to people who have built their career in there, but they're really taking off as pretty exciting areas of physical therapy.
If there's energy in an area, it's when people come together and we see, you know, different special interest groups popping up, like a couple more that you had mentioned. Not that women's health has just been popping up, but they're celebrating anniversaries and they're really, really starting to specialize, and things are start to get niche. I talked with Emma Stokes from a WCPT, and she kind of clued me in on a little bit of math. She said a lot of your sections in the APTA are bigger than countries member organizations.
Some of those sections are really becoming more integrated across healthcare. So they're not even special interest sections anymore. So, women's health celebrated their 40th anniversary, but man, we're seeing that pop up in the media and the press as an almost, man, if you're in these, in these areas, this is something you should constantly be thinking about a physical therapist as part of your healthcare team for. So seeing them really kind of hit that point of being talked about as part of managing pregnancy, part of managing post-cancer diagnosis is just an exciting, exciting evolution of the profession.
In the last year, what are some of your favorite moments, some of your most proudest accomplishments so far?
survival. No, I'm, you know, it's probably our proudest moments are, gosh, it's, there's almost too many, you know, we had a community open house here at APTA. It sounds sort of simple, but at our fall board meeting, decided to invite local physical therapists to join our board of directors at the end of one of their work days. And just that spirit of opening our doors and having them come by and interact with our members was great. And there were physical therapists that visited us during that open house that have practiced in the Alexandria or Arlington community for 10, 15, 20 years who had never been to APTA's headquarters. So I use that as sort of an exciting moment, but it was the spirit of just opening our doors and inviting people in to the staff and leadership structure to really make APTA, you know, more inclusive and integrated with our local community and with our membership community. That open house sort of was one event that signified a spirit or a culture that we're trying to build at APTA toward keeping our doors open, listening, being inclusive. And so that was sort of one thing that kind of stands out. You know, another thing is, you know, just this march toward 100,000 members has been kind of exciting to sort of watch us start to talk about being 100 years old, but also kind of having a membership association that's, you know, greater than six figures has been pretty exciting.
Yeah, you talked about opening the doors and really bringing the community in. Well, we can't not allude to the fact that you're going to be opening different doors coming up. You guys announced a new building. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we big accomplishment this year is our board over the past several years had really been discussing what's next for APTA's workplace and workforce. And, you know, our workplace and our workforce really need to support the profession and support what's going on in practice. And so how do we use those two to really take APTA into the next century? And as the news release, you know, earlier this spring was, our board decided to build a new headquarter facility to open in our centennial year. So we're doing a lot of work talking about what that facility needs to be more community-centric, to be more member-centric. And so that's been exciting and definitely one of those events that has been both exciting and exhausting all in one.
Sure. What's the big story? We've been seeing a lot of things coming across social media. I'm a therapy cap. You were on the Hill. You were doing the thing that we like to say, hey, there are a lot of invisible things, non-tangible things that the APTA does. One of those big, gigantic things is where your background lies, which is advocacy. What would you tell the profession in terms of how your experience went on the Hill recently?
Yeah, we were asked to testify on Medicare policies that needed to be done away with. And so we were up on Capitol Hill a couple weeks ago, specifically before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And there is momentum to really trying to get some of these antiquated and arbitrary policies off the books. And so we made the case that the therapy cap being almost 20 years old, it was time to repeal that and that our integration and transition to quality and to reforms and administrative burdens that we presently have were more than necessary than what the cap was originally created for. So we really presented a case that it was time to get rid of the therapy cap once and for all and really position the profession to be part of this transition to value, transition to quality. And I think the good news is there seems to be a lot of interest and a lot of momentum toward getting this policy from back in 1997 off the books. And I think the association's credibility as a partner on Capitol Hill of doing meaningful policy change had really built toward this point. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't that the Hill just finally heard about the therapy cap or that they hadn't thought about options to do more insightful policies on how to manage the therapy benefit. It was this constant credibility that had been built by our advocates, our members, and by the association of presenting meaningful changes to make sure we're hitting that sweet spot of maintaining access to our services, but also being good fiscal stewards of the taxpayer dollar.
So what happens next, Justin? Explain it to us who aren't, you know, necessarily savvy in terms of political things, mm-hmm. how this works.
They didn't talk specifically about legislation. This was a hearing, mm-hmm. and so it was really sort of thematic and talking about the general concepts of the policy. The next steps is they'll begin to look at legislative language that will really get into what that they would move out of committee or move on to the House floor to pass. And Energy and Commerce is one of the two committees that has jurisdiction in the House of Representatives. And so the next step will be to present legislative proposals and to do what is called in Washington speak a markup, when they really look at the language, passing that language forward and moving it through the process that we all learned through, you know, I'm just a bill from mm-hmm. the Schoolhouse Rock days. So that's sort of the next step. So this was the first and sort of sets the stage for now the legislative process to kick in. You know, we do anticipate that, you know, September is sort of the target of seeing legislation move. We obviously have till the end of the year, but Washington will go on its August recess, and then after they come back, there could be potential of this move fairly quick through the fall.
Well, fingers crossed. Well, this is just an example, of course, I always want to reiterate, of one of those things that, yes, you know, Justin was there a couple weeks ago, but this was not an isolated incident. This was because, or the traction that you guys have is because of the things that were done last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, in terms of relationship building. So that's just wanted to highlight an example there. Well, fingers crossed from there. Looking forward, we'll give you one last question, your parting shot. What's coming down the line that people can pay attention to or look forward to in this profession of physical therapy?
I think you're continually seeing the progression of individuals understanding the value of physical therapy. And we inside the profession have known this, but you're starting to see that take hold, and that rehabilitation, physical therapy are going to have a greater and greater role in our healthcare system. And we're going to see that maturate over, you know, advancing equality initiatives and really the evidence base that shows that physical therapy instead of opioids, physical therapy instead of surgery is really going to start taking hold as a public policy option. So it's not just going to be the evidence that we see or the studies that we see, and thanks to all the researchers who have done that great work, but now you're starting to see public policy and public awareness of those initiatives, and that's where we're going to really see impact.
Excellent. Can't wait. Fingers crossed, you know, as you kick off your second year of service as CEO, excited for all those things you mentioned, new building, Centennial, some movement on Capitol Hill. Appreciate you taking some time out and talking with us, APTA CEO Justin Moore. Justin, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency, offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.